A Great Pursuit by Tom Sharp.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. When anyone asked Frenzik why he took snuff, he replied that it was because by rights he should have lived in the 18th century. It was, he said, the century best suited to his temperament and way of life. The age of reason, of style, of improvement and expansion, and those other characteristics he so manifestly possessed. That he didn't, and happened to know that the 18th century hadn't either, only heightened his pleasure at his own affectation and the amazement of his audience, and, by way of paradox, justified his claim to be spiritually at home with Sterne, Swift, Smollett, Richardson, Fielding, and other giants of the rudimentary novel whose craft Frenzik so much admired. Since he was a literary agent who despised nearly all the novels he handled so successfully, Frenzik's private 18th century was that of Grub Street and Gin Lane, and he paid homage to it by affecting an eccentricity and cynicism which earned him a useful reputation and armoured him against the literary pretensions of unsaleable authors. In short, he bathed only occasionally, wore woolen vests throughout the summer, ate a great deal more than was good for him, drank port before lunch, and took snuff in large quantities, so that anyone wishing to deal with him had to prove their hardiness by running the gauntlet of these deplorable habits. He also arrived early for work, read every manuscript that was submitted to him,